Could I just check with both of you? I guess, Sheila, maybe you could fill me in. Are you still a primitive Baptist, or have you modernized to something else?
Well, I relocated to Michigan about 30 years ago, and so I have, you know, you don't find those groups everywhere you go. Maybe you do, but it's a little bit harder. So now, there's been an evolution, a personal and spiritual evolution for myself through the years, that I have friends and I feel comfortable visiting several different churches in the area. So I'm Protestant, Jill is Catholic, and together we have a wonderful blend. Also with our music, we've been invited to go and sing amongst so many different groups that we really embrace diversity. And that includes performing at Native American powwows, and we sing at a Buddhist organization, a group. Jill, why don't you speak to this a little bit? I think I've been talking too much here.
It's a question, is our religious background, we've been around long enough to have been able to not only study, but practice the different world religions. We've been involved in, as Sheila said, Buddhism. We have studied and practiced at Jewel Heart with Gelug Rinpoche, who actually crossed the Himalayas with the Dalai Lama. And we've been able to practice Kabbalah with Rabbi Goldstein in Ann Arbor. I have taken Sufi vows with one of the imams from the Sufi religion. I studied for 8 years, part-time throughout 8 years, in the Catholic Seminary and Sacred Heart Major Seminary here in Detroit. So we've had a grasp of the languages that people speak. We've also been part of the Krishna movement. There's a Krishna temple here in Detroit that's just as beautiful and lavish as it can be. And we've gone there with them and prayed with them to go down on your knees and pray. And no matter where you are, no matter who you're with, it becomes more than a religious experience. There's a difference, in my opinion, between religious and spiritual. And we have come out of the religious part and into the spiritual part, where there's an intermingling. And as soon as you say you're Catholic, the people that are not Catholic are going to have an opinion of you. So we're trying to get away, and the songs that are on Everybody Has a Purpose have a universal message in them. We're not preaching, we're not speaking to any one person. What we want to do is convey those messages of hope, love, and peace to everyone. And we've been able to do that because we've put ourselves in those positions. We put ourselves in places, for instance, in the presence of the Dalai Lama, attending Mass with St. John Paul II, shaking hands with presidents, President Clinton, having dinner with Muhammad Ali. And those things don't make us great, but they give us a vision of greatness and experience of people that are exceptional. Those things are what make us what we are, and what makes this song what it is. And those are, to me, just as much of a religious experience as anything could possibly be.